So, how is it when a wicked man is rich and suffers no apparent tragedy, you might ask? Indeed, if he is good and wealthy, his riches are justified, but if he is wicked, what should we conclude? The answer is, he should be pitied. Wealth coupled with wickedness only intensifies the harm. But what if he's a good man, yet poor? He's not damaged in any way. Is he then a wicked man and poor? This is his just reward, or rather, it's to his benefit. But what of the man, you may argue, who inherited his wealth and squanders it on immoral women and sycophants, yet suffers no repercussions? What are you implying? If he indulges in promiscuity, and you say, he suffers no repercussions, aren't you mistaken? If he's a drunkard, do you believe he lives luxuriously? If he wastes his resources without any good cause, do you deem him enviable? On the contrary, what can be more damaging than wealth that corrupts the soul itself? You would undoubtedly pity a man whose body was disfigured and maimed, so why, when you see his soul similarly mutilated, do you consider him fortunate? But he doesn't realize it, you might argue. Indeed, this is the very reason why he deserves our pity, as do all those who are uninformed of their afflictions. For someone who is aware of his condition will seek a cure and undergo treatment. But the man ignorant of his ailment has no chance of recovery. Would you label such a man as blessed, tell me?